Now, an 18-year-old whose own personal experience drove her spirit of innovation and invention has been awarded the Road Safety Authority's Gertie Shields Supreme Award. Maura Moore McCune's work addresses the heightened collision risk faced by vision-impaired people, and she was recognised for her pioneering research in developing a vision-impaired person's moving object detector. And Moura joins me now in studio. First, Moura, tell me what this moving object detector is and how it works.
Hi, thanks for having me today. So basically, VIPMOD, Vision Impaired Person's Moving Object Detector, is a
device.
Much snappier. It uses machine learning to detect fast-moving vehicles and pedestrians and then alert the vision impaired person of their speed and direction. So I've designed VIPMOD in both app form and as a pair of smart glasses.
Okay. Now, personal experience inspired you to start working in this area. What happened?
Well, essentially, when I was, I'm vision impaired myself, and I find it hard to see and gauge the speed of oncoming vehicles. So I believe it was when I was 6 years old, I was trying to cross a road and I didn't see an electric car speeding towards me. And if it wasn't for my parents pulling me out of the way, I would have been in trouble. So that really prompted me to think of, well, how could I go about solving this problem? So actually, my first iteration of VIPMOD was drawing a picture of a teddy bear with a sensor. But I only really started developing it properly when I was in secondary school.
Well, in fairness, you've done a huge amount, and this tech really has evolved along the way, and it's brought you around the world. Tell me about that.
Well, last year I won the SciFest National Finals. So SciFest is a national science competition for secondary school students. And in winning that, I qualified to go to the International Science and Engineering Fair in Ohio in May. And well, that was incredible. Probably one of the busiest weeks of my life, to be honest. yeah, it was amazing. We were attending the conferences and setting up my project, and there was also an 8-hour long judging marathon but I really enjoyed that. I've been very fortunate to go to other places. So I competed virtually in the ESCOM ISF competition that was hosted in South Africa. I also won an MIT AI hackathon prize that I visited MIT in Boston to present my project. So it's really taken me all over the world. It's been amazing.
A really impressive list, I have to say. And now the Gertie Shield Supreme Award. What next for the device? When might we see it available?
Well, I suppose my next step is trying to commercialise it. So last Tuesday, actually, I was in with Vision Ireland and I was talking to some of their service users, and they tried out my app and kind of gave some advice for how I could improve it and how to make it more accessible for different types of vision impairments. It was really insightful and really good feedback. So essentially, I'm going to be talking to Vision Ireland and working with them to try and improve the next iteration of VIPMOD. Then I hope maybe I could commercialise it. So maybe in about 5 years' time, you might see it on the shelves of the shops.
Okay. And it has been patented. And you're very modest. I mean, you did all this work, but you feel that you've had a little bit of help on the way.
Oh, certainly. I mean, it takes a village to get something like this off the ground. There's a couple of people I'd like to thank, if that would be possible.
Okay.
Firstly, I want to thank the ORSA for awarding me this prize. It's really opened so many doors. Also to my school for being so supportive, and particularly my teachers, Mr. O'Connor, who nominated me, and Miss Quinn. To Sheila and George Porter of SciFest for giving me the fantastic experience of ISEF. And to everyone in Vision Ireland who's been so generous with their time. Really good advice. Mm-hmm. And really everyone who's helped me get VIPMOD up and running and patented.
Oh, fantastic. I'd say it's a long list, but it seems that it was all driven by you, and it's really impressive, and I can't wait to find out what's next. Moura Moore McCune, thank you. It is 8:58.